In a world where magic flows through bloodlines and barriers separate the pure from the mixed, Prisca stands at the precipice of revolution. Born with both human and fey blood, she has spent her life hiding her true nature, knowing discovery means certain death. But when the ancient hourglass, a sacred artifact that amplifies hybrid monarchs' powers, calls to her, Prisca finds herself thrust into a dangerous quest that will either crown her as queen or end with her head on a spike. The silver chains binding her wrists in King Regner's ornate carriage suppresses her magic, leaving her hollow and vulnerable. Beside her sits Cavis, once a proud resistance fighter, now reduced to the king's puppet. Blood trickles steadily from his nose, a physical manifestation of his internal struggle against the magical compulsion controlling him. The spiderweb marking etched across his face pulses with eerie blue light, branding him as one of King Regner's unwilling agents. What transforms this from a simple power struggle into a compelling human drama is Prisca's evolution. She begins seeking power primarily for self-preservation, but develops into someone willing to risk everything to protect those who cannot protect themselves. Her deepening bond with Lorien, a Fey warrior carrying his own burden of exile, demonstrates how genuine connections can form even in life's darkest moments. The dungeon beneath Regner's keep houses horrors that break both body and spirit. Iron manacles burn into Prisca's wrists, the Fey part of her nature reacting violently to the metal, creating wounds that refuse to heal. Following Deimos' instructions, Prisca shows enough pain to be believable without satisfying her torturers, reveals minor secrets while protecting vital information, and maintains a defiant core that Edric and Soltor obsess over breaking. The relationship between Prisca and fellow prisoner Cavis becomes one of the story's most poignant narratives. When Edric reveals that each time Cavis resists the king's magical compulsion, blood vessels in his brain rupture, Prisca desperately diverts their torturer's attention. Cavis's request for death rather than betrayal showcases the moral complexity of resistance. His recorded messages become increasingly intimate, instructions for his wife about hidden savings, memories of his daughter's first steps, transforming him from a symbol into a beloved family man, making his fate all the more tragic. The political landscape rivals the magical one in treachery. Queen Caliera emerges as fascinatingly complex, neither ally nor enemy. Her primary motivation is protecting her son Jomic from King Regner, who plans to sacrifice him to strengthen the magical barrier. Somewhere along the way, she became his mother, against her will. He is the one thing she cares about, Medinia explains, revealing how even the coldest hearts transform through love. This creates an uneasy alliance between Prisca and Caliera, women who distrust yet need each other. King Sabium of Grimalia manipulates through charm rather than fear. His dinner conversation with King Arendon about conquest reveals how kingdoms treat people as disposable resources. Against this cynicism, Prisca's genuine concern for her people stands in stark contrast. The propaganda war shows truth becoming a casualty in conflict. When King Sabium blames Prisca for massacring her own village, we witness narrative manipulation justifying aggression. Medinia counters by targeting influential people in villages who others trust, recognizing that changing minds requires leveraging existing relationships. What makes fantasy truly compelling isn't the magic, but the relationships forged amid extraordinary circumstances. Lorien and Prisca's connection evolves from physical attraction to something profound through shared brushes with death. When Lorien confesses, "For the first time in my long life, I needed," we witness an immortal transformed through vulnerability. Despite exhaustion, he would always protect Prisca, a love Deimos calls unhinged, but superior to conditional affection. Their discovery of being mystical mates complicates things. Prisca fears Lorien's feelings stem from fate rather than choice, while Lorien worries telling her will make her feel trapped. This tension between destiny and free will creates a romance both magical and authentically complex. Meanwhile, Asinia and Deimos connect through trauma and respect. When Deimos is gravely wounded protecting a child, Asinia refuses to abandon him, carrying him through the forest with determination that reveals feelings she's not ready to name. This fantasy world's magic systems carry genuine consequences. Prisca's time-freezing ability physically drains her, causing nosebleeds and exhaustion when overused. Fae Iron burns hybrid skin, creating tactical vulnerabilities that demand strategic thinking. King Regner's spider magic represents power at its most corrupting, literally controlling victims' minds and bodies. When Kavis is revealed as Regner's spider, the horror stems from both betrayal and violation of autonomy. Kavis fights the compulsion until his brain bleeds, demonstrating resistance's physical cost. The barrier between human and fey realms functions as both magical construct and metaphor. Regner's sacrifice of his sons to maintain it reveals the cruel bargain underlying the kingdom's stability. Most intriguing is Lorien's fey fire that manifests when Prisca is threatened, suggesting magic is tied to identity and relationships. Power flows from who we are and who we love. The bloodthirsty prince will die. This prophecy haunts Prisca, who assumes it refers to Lorien. Her fear shapes her decisions as she tries to alter what seems predestined. The prophecy's warning becomes clear only in the final battle, when Regner uses a mirror to reflect Conrath's attack back at Lorien. The novel portrays prophecies as self-fulfilling. Characters' attempts to prevent them often ensure they happen. When Prisca tries protecting Lorien by keeping him from battle, her absence creates the vulnerability Regner exploits. Characters maintain agency within prophetic frameworks. Prisca refuses to accept Lorien's prophesied death, pushing her power beyond limits. I screamed, pulling every drop of power from my soul, and when there was nothing left, I took more. Blood poured from my nose and ears as I pictured Lorien's shattered pieces reforming. This tension between fate and free will creates suspense, even with foretold outcomes. Prophecies may set the stage, but characters still make choices reflecting their values rather than fulfilling predetermined roles. The climactic battle unites the novel's themes. Prisca's forces position between the barrier and Grimalian coast, with Dahirak's ships facing Regner's fleet, while Fae channel magic at the barrier. The battle pivots when Recta discovers his father murdered his mother. This personal revelation amid large-scale conflict shows how the novel intertwines political and emotional narratives. When Recta destroys his father, spearing him with his power, the explosion represents both literal destruction and the collapse of a dynasty built on lies. Though ending in crisis, with Lorien shattered and Prisca fighting to save him, the novel offers glimpses of post-war possibilities. Gaelon envisions a future elite force based solely on skill, transcending racial divisions. Sibella's request to join the hybrid kingdom suggests healing remains possible after devastating loss. In every life, Lorien, Prisca vows, suggesting some bonds endure beyond death. This moment questions whether a nation founded on love rather than fear can survive in a world where power corrupts.